Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a disturbance bringing rain back to our west and a lot of thunder and lightning. I'll show you what happens when it gets here and how much rain we could see.
The search is on for parents who abandoned their newborn baby after triggering an Amber Alert. What security camera video from where they left their car is revealing about what happened?
A new tool designed to keep your kids safe is coming to more than two dozen Wake County schools. How this panic button app works and when it's expected to be in all schools in the county. It is 6 o'clock on your Tuesday morning and you're in the right place to get your day started. We'll walk you through the day. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Tuesday here. There's a lot going on here to get to, especially Elizabeth Gardner and the WRO Severe Weather Center. This weather system is building behind us, and here it comes.
Look at all this lightning with this from Tennessee on up into the Midwest through Kentucky. Lots of lightning with the system. It's an upper level disturbance. There's not technically a front along with this, but the next front will come through tomorrow to bring us some rain. It is likely to weaken, though, as it moves across the mountains. There's actually a little bit of rain showing up just east of the mountains right now, but that's not likely to reach us. We're looking at cloudy skies. There's 10 a.m. We'll pause it at noon, and that's when you could see that system that we were just looking at moving into our area just to the west, starting to see that around lunchtime. By 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's beginning to spread across the area, and it is possible that we could see a rumble of thunder with this. Not a lot of rain, probably going to see about a quarter of an inch, maybe half an inch in a few places, and it starts to move on out of here around 5 or 6 o'clock. After that, we're looking at the potential for a few sprinkles overnight tonight and early tomorrow morning, but then we'll have the main event as this line comes through. Could be a few rumbles of thunder with this around 3 or 4 o'clock. It enters our western counties, across the triangle between 4 and 5, and then out by 5 or 6 o'clock off to the east. Some heavy rain with that for sure, and some very windy conditions. Tomorrow's going to be windy even from the start. A 40% chance today. It's a 90% chance with that line coming through, and then we have a dry day in the forecast on Thursday. The whirly gigs there in Wilson are moving pretty slowly, but we do have a southwest wind right now at 9 miles per hour, 53 degrees in the triangle. It's 47 down in Clinton, but 53 in Durham and 49 in Rocky Mount, so it's a fairly mild start this morning. Our temperatures will climb into the upper 60s this afternoon, a little cooler than yesterday because of the clouds and the showers that we'll likely see. But tomorrow, even with all that rain, we're looking at a very warm day. I'll show you why coming up. Eric?
Elizabeth, one crash to tell you about here this morning just after 6 a.m. It's going to be up here on the Beltline right near that Glenwood Avenue interchange. You can see eastbound, not seeing any major issues on the sensors right now, but if you're headed that way, you're going to want to keep an eye out for any disruptions or any issues in that area. Taking a live look right down the road here, I-440 at Ridge Road. You can see certainly a number of folks on the road here at this point, but not seeing any major backups, not seeing any issues tied to that crash. We keep a close eye on things here, let you know as they change.
Eric, thanks. Breaking news, a person is hurt after being stabbed this morning in Raleigh. It happened just before 4 o'clock. Brett Nace is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker on Glasscock Street. And Brett, police are still there investigating. What have you been able to learn about the person who was stabbed?
That person was rushed to the hospital, Renee, and they were taken there to be treated for these injuries. We are told that they are non-life-threatening. They are expected to be okay. But the home we're talking about is here behind me. You can see Glasscock Street is blocked off by the crime scene tape. I want to get you to this video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Take a look at this, and it's a better look of this home here. And a couple of police officers standing in the front, and they've been in and out of this home for the last couple of hours. And CCBI has been here for a while now, too. They've actually been taking pictures at the front porches of different homes here along Glasscock Street. So we're working to find out how these other homes might be connected to all of this. Police do tell us, though, that the suspect in this case is in custody. So we're going to find out who that person is. Also trying to ask police what led up to this stabbing and if the suspect and the victim know each other. As soon as we get some of these more clearer details, we'll pass them along. Live in Raleigh, Brett Nace, WRL News.
Also right now, police are looking for the parents of this 9-day-old baby right here. It was the subject of an Amber Alert. You probably heard it blaring on your phone early last evening. The Amber Alert was canceled just after 9 o'clock last night when little Jaxton Brown was found safe. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from Durham this morning. And Laura, authorities there still trying to find the parents of this baby who left it right near where you're standing now.
Jeff, we were telling people to be on the lookout for this car described in the Amber Alert as a 1997 white Mercury. Well, here it is, parked in this Big Lots parking lot. The couple abandoned it and then took off. But we were able to check some of the security footage here at Big Lots, and we saw the couple remove the baby and the carrier from this vehicle and then begin walking towards the woods here. You can see exactly where they started heading. Now, here's a photo on your screen of 9-day-old Jackson Brown. Police still searching for his parents again. Destiny Ariel Cothran there on your screen and Justin Lee Brown. They were listed as suspects in the abduction of the baby. Authorities initially issued that Amber Alert for Jackson around 7 o'clock last night. Investigators with the Chapel Hill Police Department believed Brown was in danger, but they didn't say why they felt he was in danger. Chapel Hill Police again saying that Jackson is safe this morning. We're still working to piece some of this situation together, learning more. I did reach out to Chapel Hill Police to confirm the exact location of where he was found. But anyone with any information about the whereabouts of his parents is asked to give police a call. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Durham.
More breaking news while you were sleeping. A woman is out of her home after an early morning house fire in Raleigh. This happened just before 12:30 this morning on Azalea Drive in Northwest Raleigh. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was there as crews fought the fire. We know there was a lot of damage to the upstairs of the home. A woman who lives there was not hurt. She's now staying with friends and family. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
We're working to learn the name of a person who died after being hit by a car last night in Fayetteville. Police say that crash happened just after 7 p.m. right in the area of Eastern Boulevard and Owen Drive. And they shared this picture of the car that was involved. EMS took the person who was hit to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center, where that person died. Police say the person who was hit was not in a crosswalk. There's no word on whether the driver will face any charges.
And we are following some breaking news right now in Raleigh out of the WREL Live Center right now. We are hearing a female pedestrian was hit near New Bern Avenue and Traywick Road. This is a picture from Google Maps showing you that intersection. There's a Wendy's on the corner as well as a Microtel here by Wyndham. We're hearing the female pedestrian was struck. She has serious injuries. She did not yield at the crosswalk. We are hearing the driver remained on scene. This is an active scene right now. We do have a crew on the way. As soon as they get there, we will bring you live pictures, and I'll keep you updated here in the Live Center.
Thanks, Michelle. Your child's teacher might soon be able to instantly communicate a threat with the push of a button. Today, Wake County school leaders will look at rolling out that new technology. The Rave Panic Alarm System is an app that school personnel can download to their phones. It allows them to communicate instantly if there's a threat and lock down a school in seconds. Today, the Safety and Security Committee will discuss piloting the app at 28 schools this spring and then rolling it out to all 200 Wake County public schools in the fall. WREL spoke with a national school security expert who says training on the app matters to prevent unintended consequences.
Panic buttons can serve multiple purposes, but they can also have unintended consequences. False alarms, creating panic, sending schools into unnecessary lockdowns.
Hope County Schools and Vance County Schools already use this technology. The Wake County School Board will meet at 1 this afternoon to talk about it.
Congress is 3 days away from a deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. As we take a live look at the Capitol building this morning in D.C., as the top congressional leaders from both parties prepare to meet with President Biden today to try to find a solution. President Biden is also calling on the House to pass a Senate bill that has $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to block a vote on Ukraine aid, but it appears the bill has enough bipartisan support to pass. Congress must reach a deal on funding by Friday to avoid that partial shutdown. New hope for parents of kids with severe food allergies.
Can keep an eye on him, but also not worry as much on every little thing that he gets into.
How a newly approved drug is giving parents a potentially life-saving option for their kids.
And President Biden has some fun during an interview on late night TV. His visit to help Seth Meyers mark 10 years of his show.
A dry morning, but we have rain in the forecast for this afternoon. It's a 40% chance of some light scattered showers. I'll show you the timeline when you can expect to see it where you are.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We take a live look at Wilson, Durham, and Fayetteville. A good bit of cloud cover showing up in these pictures, but there are some other cameras I'm going to show you in a minute where there's a little bit more sunshine trying to peek through. The clouds are really going to win out today, though. It's 49 in Wilson. The whirligigs are spinning very calmly, but we could see some gusts up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon and even windier tomorrow. 53 in Durham right now, and it's 48 in Fayetteville. We're all dry right now, but we'll likely see some showers that develop right around or just after lunchtime. It's a nice mild start, but grab that umbrella as you're at least you'll have it around lunchtime or so. That's when the rain will begin. If you're planning to exercise during the afternoon, by the time we get to 5 or 6 o'clock, most of that rain should be out of here. Temperatures will be in the mid 60s.
Taking a look at traffic here this morning. One crash we're keeping our eyes on. That's going to be over here eastbound on the Beltline right near that Glenwood Avenue interchange. You see there on the sensors, all still green. We're not seeing any major backups at this point. Looking in that same area live outside right now, I-440 at Ridge Road. You can see things starting to lighten up as the sun comes up, but traffic again flowing as normal. You'll just want to have a close eye out if you're headed that way.
You have another chance to give your feedback about Raleigh's new public safety network. It's called Connect Raleigh. The program uses technology to access home and business camera footage to help solve crimes. It's completely voluntary, and RPD will need to get consent before accessing the footage from registered cameras. Raleigh Police is hosting a feedback session about the program tonight. It's at 6:30 at JC Park on Wade Avenue.
This morning, a medical breakthrough for people suffering from food allergies, especially children. A newly approved drug protects against food allergies like peanuts and eggs. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with how the drug works and the relief it could give to many families. Ken.
Oh, making a huge difference, Renee. We're talking about the drug Xolair, which is normally prescribed for asthma. The McCrawling family discovered this when Liam suffered from multiple food allergies, including nuts and eggs. With that in mind, they jumped at the chance to be part of a groundbreaking study at Stanford University a couple of years ago. Researchers found two-thirds of patients who took Xolair were able to eat at least two peanuts without having a severe allergic reaction. The McCrawling family says this is a game changer.
I think it's very freeing. We can keep an eye on him, but also not worry as much about every little thing that he gets into.
Food allergy patients are making allergic antibodies, and Xolair targets these allergic antibodies and acts like a sponge to take them out of circulation.
Well, this medication already making a difference for this family and likely countless other families as well. Dr. Chintrajer started writing prescriptions for Xolair the same day the FDA approved it. She hopes that green light will make it more accessible and affordable for many families.
Feel the stress level dropping already. Ken, thanks. Seth Meyers had a very special guest to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Late Night. President Joe Biden made an appearance on the show last night. His interview came almost 10 years to the day that he was on the first episode of the show. That was in 2014. During his appearance last night, Biden embraced the Dark Brandon meme, joking with Meyers about the conservative conspiracy theory about him and Taylor Swift.
Can you confirm or deny that there is an active conspiracy between you and Ms. Swift?
Where are you getting this information? It's classified.
It's classified information?
That's classified
you
information.
You won't share with us?
I'm not gonna, but I will tell you, she did endorse me in 2020.
Yeah, okay. And then after the taping, there they are. Biden and Meyers had an ice cream cone they shared. And coming up in 20 minutes, we'll take a look at the more serious topics Biden talked about during his appearance on the show.
This morning on Today, a warning about books you buy online. Copycat workbooks and guidebooks are popping up on booksellers' websites under real authors' names, but they're actually AI-generated, and that has authors upset.
So as soon as I saw these books available for sale, I knew they were likely AI-generated. It really coincided with the explosion of AI writing tools.
Coming up, what to watch out for to make sure you get the book you actually want when you buy online. Today airs at 7, right after our news here on WREL.
6:17, the time right now, and we are on our Tuesday, just starting to feel that roller coaster of both temperatures and precipitation out there for the week. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look all around town.
We'll get started here with some mostly cloudy skies. There are a few spots where we're seeing some sunshine. In Goldsboro, we're looking at some high thin cloud cover. A fairly cloudy for Apex and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, that is our newsroom there in Fayetteville on Hay Street. Here's what's happening out there. Back here across parts of the Midwest from Nashville up toward Lexington, Kentucky, and down into the deep south, we have a disturbance that's rolling eastward. This one's going to arrive here during the afternoon. There's some rain that's showing up in the Piedmont right now. It's unlikely that we're going to see any of that approaching our area or making its way in to bring us a few showers, but we'll keep our eye on it this morning, definitely clouding things up. But this rain and these thunderstorms that are developing with this disturbance will likely roll in right around lunchtime. Mostly dry this morning with mainly cloudy skies. We'll see some showers starting to develop right around lunchtime. Between 2 and 3 o'clock, it really spreads across the viewing area. For the most part, this is going to be light, but there may be some pockets where it's a little heavier. And, you know, there's lightning with this back to the west, so it's possible that we would see a few rumbles of thunder. By around 5 o'clock or so, it's all starting to pull out of the viewing area, and we'll see some mild conditions overnight tonight. Tomorrow morning early, there could be a few isolated showers, a little sprinkle between, say, 4 and 6 a.m., and then we're pretty quiet until we see the line of rain coming through. There may not be a lot of thunder and lightning with this, but a few possible thunderstorms embedded in this line. It is going to be windy. The winds start early tomorrow with gusts up to 35 miles per hour and up to 40 or stronger with this line coming through. This is an much earlier arrival than we saw yesterday. So around 3 to 4 o'clock, it starts to move into the viewing area. Between 4 and 5 o'clock through the middle of the viewing area, and between 5 and 6 o'clock, it's in our eastern counties and then moving on out. So models trending much earlier than they did yesterday. Rain arriving between 3 and 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the west, around 5 o'clock in the eastern counties. Definitely windy, 35 to 40 mile per hour winds tomorrow. And then behind the system, turning much cooler. We'll be in the 70s for tomorrow, but then into the 50s on Thursday. We still have the potential Friday night for a few stray showers, and then there's going to be some rain. It's just a question of how slow is it going to move. This is Saturday at 7:15. This version of Futurecast is definitely slower with this and has some rain up until around the middle of the afternoon around our viewing area. It may not be very heavy, but still watching that for Saturday. How much rainfall total? Well, for today and tomorrow, likely to be a quarter to a half an inch, and then we may add a few more hundredths of an inch to it on Saturday. 40% today, 90 Wednesday, 50 on Saturday, 30 late Friday. We still have moderate pollen for trees, but once we see, and tomorrow with the warmth, we'll have potentially high pollen for trees, but by Thursday, that drops off considerably once we see that front coming through with some rain. 67 today, 10 degrees warmer for tomorrow, 50s Thursday and Friday, but over the weekend, temperatures are back into the 60s. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about that rainfall potential the next couple of days, Eric.
Elizabeth, significant new crash to tell you about here as things are starting to get busy in our 6 o'clock hour. This is going to be on New Bern Avenue. That road partially shut down here this morning. You can see those eastbound lanes. They are closed at Trawick Road as police are investigating an accident involving a pedestrian. Taking a live look outside right now, the traffic cams giving us a very good look at that scene there. You can see what appears to be the vehicle involved here stopped in the middle of this intersection. At least half a dozen Raleigh police cars there on that scene. This leading clearly to some pretty significant backups on those eastbound sides. We're told this happened right around 5:30 this morning. A woman hit in the cross walk. Apparently the vehicle there did have the green light. Does appear the driver stayed and is cooperating with police. We're going to continue to follow this active scene, bringing new details as we get them.
Eric, thanks. A state home for veterans in Fayetteville that was expected to last for half a century is in disrepair after just half that time. Today, state lawmakers will push for answers as they try to figure out what to do with the building.
North Carolina is well represented on this season of The Voice. The two singers from our state that are moving forward after the season premiere. That's coming up in What's Trending in just a few minutes.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The 25th season of The Voice is off and running, and two North Carolina singers are part of the action.
Yeah, big show here. Tay Lewis of Goldsboro is one of the performers turning the judges' heads and chairs. There's a new wind blowing like I've never known. Breathing deeper than I've ever done. And it's sure. Lewis is part of Team Reba after that performance. Somebody Like You by Keith Urban. Josh Sanders from Kannapolis is joining him on Team Reba as well after performing Whiskey on You by Nate Smith last night.
If you're an aspiring country artist, you got to go with Team Reba, right?
I would absolutely think that's the winning combination right there.
And what is it with Goldsboro being a pipeline for talent on The Voice? Last fall, we were talking about Caleb Sasser, who is from Goldsboro on The Voice. And now we'll see how far Tay goes.
Representing.
Yeah. There's been a lot of talk about college fans rushing the basketball court after a big win. This court storming from a game last night is being described as responsible on social media. A couple dozen fans from Mississippi Valley State ran on the court after their team's win last night. It was the team's first win of the season after losing 27 straight times.
So I hate to take the joy out of it. They haven't won all year. They're the Delta Devils, by the way. their nickname. So they rush
the
court.
They deserve to rush the court there, yes.
Bit. Now, I understand. If it's a full-on court, you know, there are going to be some ways that they figure out how to get around it. Roping off the players in a certain area, let them do their handshake and get off the court. Give them a little bit of time and space. Keep it safe.
Yeah. Glad everyone stayed safe. Much more to come.
Still ahead this morning, a woman is in the hospital with serious injuries as Raleigh police investigate a pedestrian accident. What we know about that investigation and the traffic impact it's going to have for your morning commute.
I'm tracking a system that brings us a better chance for rain today. Way out ahead of it, there's a little rain in the Piedmont. I'll show you if that will arrive here and when we'll see the bulk of the rain today.